During the full semester, we spoke about the mitzvah kiddush at great length. I'd like to shift our attention to the companion halacha kiddush and to discuss hilchas havdalah. Regarding the mitzvah kiddush, we mentioned everyone agrees that kiddush is a mitzvah deraisa, the kiddush on Shabbos. But regarding havdalah, not everyone agrees. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos does hold that havdalah is also deraisa. This is a Rambam in Perek Chavtes, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Haseh Min HaTorah, L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim, Shneva Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho, Klomer Zochreyu Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush. The Rambam opens up that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho teaches me the Mitzvah Daraisa to be L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. The Rambam holds Kiddush B'Dvarim is Daraisa, Kiddush Alakos might only be Midrabbanan. I mean, he happens to hold it's the Rabbanan. We mentioned this in Machlokas. Rashi and Nazir holds that that's Daraisa as well, but most say that Alakos is only the Rabbanan, but at least Kiddush B'Dvarim is the Raisa. Like the Gemara points out in Psachim on Daf Kufay, we mentioned Baruchis on Daf Chaf, the Mitzvah Kiddush is a Mitzvah the Raisa. Zachreus Zachira Shevach V'Kiddush mention the Shevach, the praise of Shabbos, and Kiddush HaShabbos. Continues the Rambam, Betzarach L'Zachreya B'Chnisaso B'Tziyaso, and you have to mention Shabbos, the Shevach, and the Kiddush of Shabbos, both B'chnisaso and B'tziyaso. B'chnisaso B'kiddush Hayom, B'tziyaso B'havdalah. The Rambam says that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho includes not only Kiddush B'chnisas Shabbos, but even Havdalah B'tziyas Shabbos. Havdalah is also part of the Mitzvah Deraisa. This is the position of the Rambam, and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph takes this approach as well. The Magid Mishnah, though, right there on the Rambam, quotes it as the Yesh Omrim who holds that even though Kiddush is Daraisa, Havdalah is only Dirabbanan. Havdalah is only Dirabbanan. What might this be dependent on? So it might be partially dependent on the very nature of the Mitzvah of Kiddush, or as we put it last semester, the Mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. The Mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. What does Zechiras Shabbos mean? What's the purpose of Zechiras Shabbos? So we mentioned the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Seh Kuf Nun Hei. Says that the purpose of Zechira Shabbos is to mention the Shevach, the Godel, Gedulas HaShabbos, Kedushas HaShabbos, Vehevdelo Mishar Yomim, and the fact that Shabbos is so different from other days. So the fact that the Rambam describes that the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is really to mention the uniqueness of Shabbos, its special character and its difference, the fact that it is different from other days, one can readily understand that Havdalah might be Darais as well, according to the Rambam. Because just like Kiddush describes the Kiddusha of Shabbos, so too Havdalah describes how different Shabbos is from other days of the week. One could say that it's not necessary. Maybe Havdalah is not part of the Mitzvah Darais. Maybe it's enough just to have Kiddush to describe the Kiddusha of Shabbos. Havdalah might only be the Rabbanan. But certainly, according to what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it makes a lot of sense that the mitzvah of Havdalah should also be Daraisa, because it describes the uniqueness of Shabbos and its difference, the fact that it is different from other days. As opposed to the position of the Ramban, as we mentioned, the Ramban says the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush is not so much to describe Kiddusha Shabbos and its unique status, the fact that it's different from other days, but rather to be Mekadesh Shabbos. Actually, for us to make the Kiddush of Shabbos, we know the Kiddush of Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima, it exists already, we don't have to be Mekadesh as a Shabbos. But there's a special mitzvah we find in different contexts to be Mekadesh certain objects or certain times which have a natural Kiddusha. L'moshel, Yovel, the year of Yovel has a natural Kiddusha, but there's an obligation on Beis Din to be Mekadesh Yovel. A Bechor has a natural Kiddusha, the firstborn animal of the Behemoth Torah has a natural Kiddusha, but there's a mitzvah to be Makdish, that Bechor, to express that it should be Kadosh. The Ramban says the goal of Kiddush is to do the same for Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima, its Kiddusha exists, but there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh as a Shabbos, to express that Kiddusha, to so to speak, make it Kadosh. We have to make it Kadosh. We have to turn Friday night into Shabbos, as we said. Right? How do we do that? By saying Kiddush, we are expressing that Shabbos is Kadosh. It doesn't need us to do that because it's Kadosh anyway. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to express the Kiddush of Shabbos. If that's the reason for Zechiras Shabbos, then we can understand why Havdalah would not be Darais at all. Havdalah is not expressing Kiddush of Shabbos. And certainly, when it comes to Yovel, you express Kiddush as Yovel once. So it should be enough to express Kiddush of Shabbos B'chnisas HaShabbos. B'tziyaso, who says it's necessary to express Kiddush Shabbos? Is the Havdalah going to give Kiddusha to Shabbos? demonstrating or expressing that Shabbos is different from all other days. That's not the Mekadesh. The Mekadesh is Mekadesh HaShabbos, to express the Kiddush of Shabbos. So we can understand if you take the Ramban's approach in Kiddush, the Ramban's approach in Zechira Shabbos, so then it would make more sense that Kiddush would be a mitzvah d'oraisa, but perhaps Havdalah should only be a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Practically, is there any nafkamina? If it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we still have to do it. Whether Havdalah is d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, we still would have to do it. So some have pointed out that at least in part, one nafkamina to this question as to whether Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or only d'rabbanan relates to Noshim, whether women are mechuyavos in Havdalah or not. We know that the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chav says that women are mechuyavos in Kiddush. Even though Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's a time-dependent mitzvah, and all mitzvah saseh shazman grama noshim apituros, but Kiddush is unique because Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Zachar V'Shamer B'Dibur Recha Nemru, Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira. So noshim are mechuyavos in Kiddush, even though it happens to be zman grama, but it breaks the rules. That's the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chav. So the question is, does this apply to the mitzvah of Havdalah as well or not? So, if you assume that Havdalah is Daraisa, Bechora, it should apply. If Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho applies to Havdalah, if Zachar includes Havdalah, so Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira would apply to that mitzvah as well, not only to Kiddush, but to Havdalah as well. The question is, according to the Yesharim, we'll hold Havdalah is only Midrabanan, so do you say Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira? Maybe I should say no, maybe Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira, the din of Zachar V'Shamah B'Din Recha Nemru, maybe that should only apply to a mitzvah d'oraisa. So that's a matter of debate. Some claim, most Rishonim hold that even according to the Yesharim, that Havdalah is only the Rabbanon, Noshim Achayavos, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Ke'en d'oraisa, Tikkun Chazala Mesaken, the mitzvah is the Rabbanon Ke'en d'oraisa. So Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira Yeshna B'Zechira is Mechayev women in Kiddush, even though it happens to be Zman Grama. They should be Chayev in Havdalah mid Rabbanon as well, even though it's Zman Grama. But there's a famous shita of the Archas Chaim, one of the Rishonim. The Archas Chaim holds that Noshim are pturas from Havdalah. Why are they pturas from Havdalah? So the Prima Gadim explains that it's because the concept of Kol Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en D'oraisa Tikkun somehow doesn't apply over here. He assumes Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira would only apply to items which are included in Zohar, items which are D'oraisa, like Kiddush. But if Havdalah is only the Rabbanan, so then the rule of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira doesn't apply. So it remains Zman Grama, and he mitzvah say Shazman Grama Nashim Apturos, the Apturos from Havdalah. Others add as well that maybe what the Archas Chaim has in mind is that since Havdalah is not really a mitzvah that we do on Shabbos, we do it after Shabbos, so it's not so much that the rule of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira doesn't apply to any mitzvahs the Rabbanan, but it can't apply to something that's not done on Shabbos. Havdalah, even though it relates to Shabbos, but it's not part of Dine Shabbos because we're doing it after Shabbos. So that's why Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira will not apply to Havdalah. It's a very important principle because we're going to see later in our travels in Mitzvah Shem this coming semester that there's a large discussion in the Rishonim, in the Achronim, whether Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira can apply to mitzvahs d'Rabbanan of Shabbos. L'mashal. Is the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos the mitzvah d'oraisa, or is that only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? According to most Rishonim, it's only d'rabbanan. So would we assume that Noshim Amechuyavos in Suda Shabbos as well, not only Kiddush but Suda Shabbos, or not? So if you say that Kol Sheyeshno only applies to mitzvahs d'oraisa, so then they'll be pturos from Suda Shabbos. There might be some other reason to be Mechayev Noshim, but the rule of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zechira won't be enough. So it's very important to know whether Kol Sheyeshno applies to mitzvahs d'rabbanan as well. The Archas Chaim might not necessarily be saying that Kol Sheyeshno doesn't apply to Mitzvahs d'Rabbanan. He might be saying something totally different. He might be saying Havdalah is different because it's not a din of Shabbos. It relates to Shabbos, but it's not done on Shabbos. So because it's not done on Shabbos, then the word of Zohar will not apply to this mitzvah. Okay, so this is the famous shita that the Archas Chaim has. How do we paskin? Yes, Bari.
He does,
but that's not such a pella. There are many Rishonim who hold Havdalah's Rabbanan, so he must hold like that.
And then he says you can't apply Kol Sheyeshno.
And then he says, for some reason, you don't apply Kol Sheyeshno, which even that most poskim disagree with. Gavriel.
Aren't you allowed to make Havdalah before Shabbos?
You are. That is true. We're going to get to that. But Havdalah is not a Shabbos concept. The reason why you're able to do it before Shabbos ends might be that you're allowed to talk about Havdalah. You're allowed to do the mitzvah of Havdalah close to the end of Shabbos, but it relates to the end of Shabbos. And the Iker time, the Chi of Havdalah, is not Chal on Shabbos. You can be Yotze Yochi by saying it on Shabbos, but the Iker Chi is really after Shabbos. Okay? How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Tzadi Vav and Siv Ches quotes both days. The first day, of course, he says that Noshim Achayavos in Havdalah, that's the Sheet of Rav Rishon, and then he quotes the Aruch HaSlaim, but the Pteros. So it seems as though the Shulchan Aruch paskin is like the Iker day, like the first day. But the Ramah adds a very important principle. The Ramah there in Sifcheh says that to deign, in deigning to the Aruch HaSchayim, to be choshesh for the Aruch HaSchayim, the Ramah says, Noshim should not make Havdalah for themselves. This is the famous extrapolation from the Aruch HaSchayim that the Ramah has. That because the Aruch HaSchayim holds that Noshim apturos from Havdalah, so therefore the Ramah says they shouldn't make Havdalah for themselves, they should be Yotze from someone else. The question is, why? What's the reason why they shouldn't make Havdalah for themselves? The Magen Avraham quotes the Bach, who disagrees with this Ramah. The Bach says, why can't they make Havdalah for themselves? We have an old Machlokas, Rishonim, the Rambam and Tosfos, Mechaber Ramah had a Paskin. What's the halacha b'mitzvah say, Shazman Grama, can Noshim volunteer the Bracha? They can volunteer the mitzvah, but can they volunteer the Bracha? The Mechaber says they can't volunteer the Bracha. They can't say Vitzivanu because they're not obligated in the mitzvah. They can do the mitzvah, but they're volunteering the mitzvah. They can't say the bracha, Vitzivanu can't apply to Noshim. So, Sephardi women, if they take a lulav, they might take the lulav, but they don't make a bracha. If they hear shofar, they'll listen to the shofar, but they don't make a bracha. But the Ashkenazim paskin, like the Ramah, that any mitzvah that's man grama, not only can Noshim volunteer the mitzvah, they can volunteer the bracha as well. They can say Vitzivanu, they're part of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is mitzvah in the mitzvah, and Noshim are mitzvah in the mitzvah, so they can say Vitzivanu as well, or you could say even more than that. Some of the Rishonim say they can say Vitzivanu because they get schar for the mitzvah. By volunteering the mitzvah, it's like a mitzvah kiyumis. Even though they're not obligated in the mitzvah, they can say Vitzivanu because it is a mitzvah for them. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. They get mitzvah points, so to speak. They can get schar for that mitzvah. So they're not obligated, but is the word Vitzivanu limited to a mitzvah kiyumis, to an obligation? Maybe even if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, if they can fulfill the mitzvah, they can volunteer and they get points, they get schar for fulfilling mitzvah, maybe they can say Vitzivanu. So this is an old machlokas, the Mechaber Ramah, by mitzvahs that as man groma can noshim volunteer the bracha. So frek the Bach, if we pass like the Balei Tosfos, that an old mitzvah, shazman groma, noshim can volunteer the bracha, so why is Havdol any different? You tell me, the Ramah says that to be choshish for the Aruch HaSchayim, women should not make Havdol for themselves. Why? If for every mitzvah say shazman grama they can volunteer the bracha, so by Havdalah as well they can volunteer the bracha. What should be the problem? It's an eisen akasha against the Ramah. So the Bach paskin is against the Ramah. Bach says even according to the Aruch HaSchayim, the Noshim Apturus, they can still make Havdalah for themselves. So how can we understand the Ramah? There are two approaches that the Achronim have. The Taz, right there in Simen Reish Tzadi Vav Sifkot Zayin, he says, maybe the rule of the Ramah that what women can make brachas on mitzvah say shazman groma, that's only by mitzvahs deraisa, but not by mitzvahs derabbanan. If a mitzvah is both zman groma and it's only midrabbanan, then they can't volunteer the bracha. That's the Taz's big chiddush. The Prima Gadim is very troubled by this Taz. Heichan matzinu. Is that really true? What, so if a woman shakes a lulav on Chol HaMoed, she can't make a bracha on that? That's only the Rabbanan. Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabbanan. What, women don't make a bracha when they say Hallel Rosh Chodesh? The Prima Gadim says, Hachush Machish, we find that women do make brachas, even on mitzvahs Rabbanan, that is man grama. So how can the Taz say what he's saying? What's more, what is the difference between a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah Rabbanan? You can say Vitzivanu, if you hold that they can say Vitzivanu for mitzvahs deraisa because they're part of Klal Yisrael, that are mitzvah mitzvahs, or they get schar for doing the mitzvah. What, they don't get schar for doing a mitzvah derabbanan? Why couldn't they say Vitzivanu for a mitzvah derabbanan? If you hold they could say Vitzivanu for a mitzvah deraisa, they should be able to say Vitzivanu for a mitzvah derabbanan. It's doch pele plan. The Taz is very difficult. I'm not sure what the svar of the Taz is. Yes? The Taz holds that the only mitzvah that Zman Grama, for which the Ramah would claim that Noshim can volunteer the bracha, that's a mitzvah deraisa. But if the mitzvah is both Zman Grama and it's only the Rabbanon, so then they can't volunteer the bracha. That's the Taz's big chiddush. So if Havdol is only midrabanan and it's Zman Groma, then women can't volunteer the bracha. It's not like Netilas Lulav, it's not like Shofar, it's not like other mitzvos that are Daraisa, even though they are Zman Groma, Nashim can volunteer that mitzvah and that bracha. But the question is, why should that be true? If they can save its Ivana for mitzvahs Daraisa, they can save its Ivana for mitzvahs Drabbanon as well. And the Prima Gadol says, we find that women volunteer brachas for mitzvahs Drabbanon. So why should Avdol be any different? The Magen Avraham gives a different interpretation of the Ramah. He says, maybe the reason why the Ramah says that women should not make Avdol for themselves is because what's special about Avdol is not that it's a mitzvah Drabbanon, but that it's entirely a bracha. Maybe the only mitzvah that women can volunteer the bracha, the only mitzvah, say, Shazman Grama, that women can volunteer the bracha, is a mitzvah that has a maisa. There's a maisa mitzvah, but they also make a bracha. So they volunteer the mitzvah, they volunteer to do the maisa mitzvah, and they can make the bracha as well. Because the mitzvah is kol kulo a bracha, if the whole thing is a bracha, says the Magen Avraham, he thinks maybe then women can't volunteer the bracha. And he says, based on this, the minhag is that women don't say Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, says the Magen Avraham, is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. It's time dependent, because you can only say it part of the month. So he says, the minhag is that women don't say Kiddush Levana, because Kiddush Levana is also a mitzvah that's kol kulo a bracha, it's all a bracha, it's like Havdalah, and a mitzvah say Shazman Grama that's completely a bracha, women don't volunteer the bracha for. That's the Magen Avraham's explanation of the Ramah. This also seems difficult. Some point out, you'd imagine if it's entirely a bracha, it's even better. If the whole reason why women normally can't volunteer the bracha, according to the Mechaber, by mitzvahs that are Zman Grama, is because they can't say Vitzivanu. So a mitzvah that's entirely a bracha, where you don't say Vitzivanu as part of the bracha, as part of Kiddush Levana, there's no Vitzivanu in Havdalah either. So what should be the problem with Chlala? Women volunteer the bracha. What's the big deal? They can volunteer mitzvahs. So if they can volunteer the mitzvah, they should be able to volunteer the mitzvah that's kol kulo bracha also. If there's no vitzivanu in the bracha, what should be the problem? So both the Magen Avraham and the Taz, both of their interpretations of this Ramah seem difficult. But that's what the Ramah holds. So it's hard to understand the different interpretations. But that's the psak of the Ramah, that to be choshish for the Orchas Chaim, women should not make Havdalah for themselves. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot Lamed Hei, says that if there is no man to make Havdalah for the women, if the man has already been Yotzei, or the woman is not married, she's living alone, so then the woman should make Havdalah. She should be Somech on the Bach in a situation in which she can't be Yotzei from a man. If she can be Yotzei from a man, Avada, she should be Yotzei from the man. But if she can't be Yotzei from a man, there's no man in her household, so then she should make Havdalah for herself. The Ramah claims you should be Choshish for the Orchas Chaim. Yeah, okay, you should be choshish for the Orchas Chaim lechatchila, but if you have no one else to make Havdalah for you, so then the woman should make Havdalah. She should be samech on the bach, that there's no problem, she can volunteer. I mean, maybe Sephardi women wouldn't volunteer, but at least the Ashkenazim, who have the Ramah, then they should volunteer. The women should make the bracha, they should make Havdalah themselves if they have no man to make Havdalah for them. So women, we find women, if there's a man in the household, they don't make their own Havdalah. They wait for the man to come home from shul, and he makes Havdalah for them. It's not just because the man of the household makes Kiddush, so he makes Havdalah as well. No, that's Medina. The Ramah says that the women should really be Yotzei L'chatchila from a man. They should be Choshish for this Orchas Chaim. They shouldn't make Havdalah themselves. But if there is no man around, then they can be Samech on the Bach, and they can make Havdalah themselves. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham another important point, though. So they can make Havdalah, good. What do they do with the cup? So we know that normally when you have a kol shel bracha, hamavarach tzarech sheyito, the person who makes the bracha is supposed to taste from the cup. What's the din when it comes to Havdalah? The same thing, hamavarach tzarech sheyito, both from the Kiddush and from Havdalah, the mavarach is supposed to taste from the cup. But what happens if a woman makes Havdalah herself? So what's the issue? Let her taste from the cup. The problem is, the minhag is that women don't drink from the wine of Havdalah. So if they don't drink from the wine of Havdalah, but there's this halacha of Hamavar Tzar Shittim, what should they do? Why don't they drink from the wine of Havdalah? So the Magen Avraham, there in Simen Reish Sarivav, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalah that the tam is al-pi kabbalah. Tam is al-pi kabbalah. It relates to something with the chait of the Eitz Hadas, since the Eitz HaDa'as was made out of wine, was a geffen according to one shita. So it's the time al pi kabbalah. I'm not really sure what the time is either. I have to look in. I didn't learn kabbalah, but there's some time al pi kabbalah that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shaloh. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvas Har Tzvi quotes from Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer a different time, a time al pi nigla, and Rav Shechter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon has the same in his Sefer there in Siman Lamed Tes Be'ikvei Atzon. Issa Zalman says he thinks the reason why women don't drink from the coast of Havdalah is not just a time al pi nister, al pi kabbalah, whatever that time is. It's a time al pi nigla. What's the time al pi nigla? I'll tell you why. Because Havdalah, there are different brachas that we make. We make a bar piagafen. Then we make a bracha on what? We make a bracha on the besamim. We make a bracha on the ner. We'll have to talk about all these different brachas in the coming shirim, mitzvah Hashem. Then we make hamavdil, right? We make the actual bracha of Havdalah, and then we drink from the coast. So what should be the problem? We make a bar piagafen way back when, before the next three brachas. So there should be a tremendous hefsik. How can you make a bar piagafen and then drink from the coast of Havdalah? Not just a woman, a man. How can a man drink from the coast of Havdalah? Shouldn't there be a hefsek between the bar piagafen and the drinking? So the emphasis, you could have asked that question about Kiddush too. We make a bar piagafen and then we say a long bracha mekadesh hashabbos and then we drink. So shouldn't the bracha mekadesh hashabbos be a hefsek between the bar piagafen and the drinking? The answer is kach teknu chachamim. That's the takaras chachamim. And in fact, the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see later that the Gemara, the Mishnah Psachim, as Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, which bracha should come first by Kiddush? Should the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos come before the Bar Piagafen, or should the Bar Piagafen come first? We pass them like Beis Hillel that the Bar Piagafen comes first, but it's a Machlokas. It's Machlokas not because of Hefsik, it's a Machlokas in terms of which should come first. There are different reasons given. We'll see in the Gemara, Mitzvah Hashem. So, apparently, kach tiknu chachamim, if you pass in like Beis Hillel that the bar piagafen comes first, kach tiknu chachamim, that you make the bar piagafen first, then it's not a hefsek. It's a tzorech of the mitzvah of Kiddush, the tzorech of the mitzvah of Havdalah, it's not a hefsek. Ah, but the problem is, if we're going to be choshish for the Orchas Chaim, then we're not pteros from Havdalah. So then it will be a hefsek for them. Since they're not going to be drinking until after several other brachas have been recited, so then there will be a hefsek, even if they don't answer amen to those brachas. They don't say anything. They smell. They do whatever they have to do with the fire, and they smell the besamim. They don't answer amen bichlal. But there's a shehiyah, there's a hefsek of zman. There's a period of time between the bar piagafen and the actual drinking, so it's going to be a big hefsek. Zokter b'sezalmin. That's the reason. A tam al pi niglu, why women don't drink from the coast of Havdalah. Because they don't want there to be a hefsek between the bar piagafen and the actual drinking.
Why is that not a problem for men? Why is the waiting not?
Because kach tiknu chachamim, and men are definitely chayiv in the mitzvah. But if the Orchas Chaim is correct, since women might be pturos from Havdalah, so if they're pturos, then they're drinking from a coast that they're potter from. They're drinking because they want to drink. Maybe they feel it's a skula to drink from a kosher bracha, whatever it is. But they might not be able to do that because then there'll be a hefsek in zman, in time. Right? There's a break in time between the bar piagafen and the drinking. So that could be a problem. That's the tav al pi nigla, perhaps, why women don't drink from the coast of Havdalah. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank disagrees, though. He says, I don't really see why that should be such a reason. Because if the reason why women want to drink from the coast of Havdalah is because maybe they're chayavos in Havdalah, there is a suffik chiyuv. So maybe just like for men, it's not viewed as a hefsek because they're chayiv, kach tiknu chachamim, right, Moshe? That's what you were saying. Right? Kach tiknu chachamim, so for the men, it's okay. So this is a suffik chayiv. The Orchas Chaim would say that it's a hefsek, but we don't know that the Orchas Chaim is right. So isn't it like a suffik chayiv? That's probably what you had in mind, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. Okay. Right? So it's a suffik chayiv. So suffik chayiv is also a tzorah. So why shouldn't we call that a tzorah? So he's not sure. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank himself is not so sure that this is a good reason. Maybe out this reason, women really should be able to drink from the coast. It's not such a hefsek, it's a safek chiyuv. So it's a safek chiyuv, maybe that should be viewed as a tzorech. So putting all this together, since we're not so sure that women shouldn't drink from the coast of Havdalah, and we have this other rule of Hamavar Tzar Shiyitam in our back pocket that we know that there should be, that someone should drink from a kosher bracha, so that's the reason why the Mishnah Berurah concludes that if the women make Havdalah for themselves, they should drink from the coast. Because it's not so sure, it's not so clear to us why they don't drink from the Yayin of Havdalah anyway. Ah, there's a Tam al pi Kabbalah. But there's a din al pi nigla hamavarech tzarech sheyitav. So a tam al pi kabbalah might not necessarily trump a din. Ah, you want to tell me though? There's a halacha. There's a tam al pi nigla as well. That it could be a hefsek. Who says it's a hefsek? It might be a tzarech. It's a suffek chiyuv. So it might be a tzarech for them to drink from the coast anyway. So in this case, hamavarech tzarech sheyitav. That is a rule. That's a halacha that we know. That's a gemara psachim. So that trumps these other possible reasons for them not to drink from the coast, so therefore it's appropriate for them to drink from the coast. But if they're not making Havdalah for themselves, if they're just being Yotzi from someone else, then Havdalah, they shouldn't drink from the coast. The man should drink from the coast, he shouldn't give it to anyone. So people are very mocked about this. You know, sometimes when a person makes Havdalah for the family, his wife is not going to drink from the cup. But sometimes little kids like to drink from the cup. So many, many men have a paid that they're very careful. They drink, they give to their boys, but they don't give to the girls because the girl is a girl. She's like a woman, right? So they're very careful that there are these old wives' tales that if you drink from Havdalah, you drink from the wine of Havdalah, you're going to grow a beard. I mean, you've heard this from Stan, right? And so that's not the mug. That's not the time Alpi Kabbalah that the Shalok quotes. He doesn't talk about beards.
Is that
brought
down anywhere? It's not.
What?
Is that brought down anywhere? It's not.
Not as far as I know, though. But maybe you could do research and you can get back to us at the Chazara Chabura. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't think that's a reason. That's an old wives' tale. I'm not sure. We have two reasons given, the Tam Alpi Kabbalah, that we're not so sure what the reason exactly is, relating something to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And then we have a Tam Alpi Nigla as well. Those are the only two reasons that I'm familiar with. Okay, so that's what it comes down. If a woman makes Havdalah herself, so then she should drink from the coast, because I'm a Varech Tzor Shiyatim, but if not, then she shouldn't drink from the coast. Joshua.
I'm just wondering, what's the extent of the kaf to the chachamim? Is it the men's chiyuv, or is it the fact that it's not considered a hefsek?
Because the man is mechuyev to make havdalah in this way, because this is the seder habroches that Chazal were misakein. So even though you make a bar piragafen in the beginning, and there's a lot of time between the bar piragafen and the drinking, but it's all part of the process. So if it's all part of the process, we don't view that as a hefsek. This is not just a hefsek of zman. The man is making other brachas. But so what that he's making other brachas? I mean, normally, if you make a bar piragafen, you make a bircha sanenin, and then you'd speak, so that should be a hefsek. But this speaking is a speaking litzorech. So speaking litzorech is different. That's not viewed as a hefsek.
With that, we just used to differentiate between the word
hefsek. Right. So the problem is, if the Orchas Chaim is right, and women are pturas from Havdalah, so then the birchas havdalah is a hefsek because they don't have to make the birchas havdalah. So if they want to drink, they're relying on the bar pirag oven that was made, you know, a minute and a half ago. That's a pretty big hefsek. Aryeh?
So by kiddush, would we say that this not considered applied to women? We don't say that women are
chayavas. Well, we show everyone says women are chayavas in kiddush. Min haTorah, nashim chayavas bekiddush devar Torah. That's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chaf. Kol sheyesh lo b'shmir yesh lo b'zchira. By Kiddush, there's no machlokas. Havdalah is a different story. Done.
There's a cotton boy around. Should the woman give the cup to the boy to drink?
B'shmir Shabbos Kilchasa suggests something like that. I don't remember. Someone suggests like that. That if there is a cotton around, maybe she should give it to the cotton. Is that only true if he's being yotzei Havdalah from her? No, Mustama, he's hearing the bar peg off. Well, that's a problem, right? If he's not being Yosef from her, then he still has the same issue because it'll be a hefsek. She's going to make a bar peg off, and he's going to answer amen, and then they're going to wait. So then he'll have the same problem. But if he's being Yotze Havdalah from his mother, so then for him, if he's a bar chinuch, so then he's actually mechuyev, or the woman might be mechuyev. Let's question if the mother is mechuyev in the chinuch of the child. But okay, let's assume that the mother is mechuyev as well in the chinuch, not just the father. So he has more of a chiyuv than her, maybe. So then if he's being Yotzei Havdalah from her, then perhaps she should give it to him. That's what some suggest. I think most poskim just assume she should drink it herself. But there's no real kpeda. There's nothing better to give it to the child. But some actually do say that it's better to give it to a katan.
To what extent
does
the man around apply? Do they have to go car?
If it's difficult, you know, some ask, can you hear Havdalah on the telephone? So that lechatchila you should not do. The telephone is a real shaila. I know there are some who do make Havdalah for their mothers. Like if a mother is living alone, so a son will often call the mother up and make Havdalah over the phone for the mother. I've seen that done, but that's because the mother feels bad. She can't hear a havdalah. It's difficult for her, whatever. But that's an extenuating circumstance. Normally, we would assume that you should not make havdalah with the phone. So if she can't, you know, if a man can go to the woman's home and make havdalah for her, that's very nice. And you ask her to come out, you know, to go to someone else's home, that's a little difficult. So to get a husband, you know, a man of the house, to go to a different home, that's not going to work very well. But if a bar mitzvah bacha wants to volunteer and make a havdalah for an older lady, so then that probably is a very nice thing to do. So she could be yotzei from a man, she won't have to make havdalah herself. That's best to do, but if she can't, then she can make havdalah herself. I don't know who's next. Ari?
Yeah, for the Magen Avraham, the woman can only say if there's going to be a Maisa after the Rabbah.
From before, yeah.
Is she going to do the Maisa herself, or could be somebody else doing it? Like in the case of Shofar, somebody's already Yotzei on Shofar?
No, that's okay, because that Maisa Mitzvah is relating to her, right?
No, she's not the one doing it herself.
Right, but okay, the mitzvah of shofar is not so much the ma'aseh tkiya, but the shmiya. So the fact, right?
Okay.
That's what we said once upon
a
time. So the fact that someone else is blowing, she's doing the quote unquote ma'aseh. It's not really the ma'aseh tkiya, but it's relating to her because she's hearing the shofar. Rafi.
It's typical for a man to drink
havdalah.
It's possible for a man to get the sinner to drink, correct?
Yeah.
So why shouldn't
you could
that
do that. What do you mean? Someone else who's being yotze.
Yeah.
Oh, if a woman is being motzi, another bar chiyuva, another gadol, there's no question that the gadol could drink. But if there is another gadol, the gadol should just make havdalah for the woman. Right? The question that Dani raised is if you have a katan there.
I'm trying to say that if a gadol is allowed to give it to someone else, let's say even a katan, it's a problem for the drink.
No, so that's not if it's right, but that's an extenuating circumstance. Probably better not to give to a kohen. If the gadol wants to be yotzei mevarach tzarech sheyitom, so you should get another gadol to drink. We actually discussed that last semester. Is the halacha of hamevarach tzarech sheyitom, does that relate only to the mevarach himself, or maybe one of the shomim could drink the full shiur, or maybe you could even split it up among the different people listening to the bracha? But there's a halacha that these people should be gedolim lechatchila. If they're not, you know, if you can't get a gadol, so then you can get a kohen as well. As long as he's a barchim, yes.
It's the concept of like arevis, also.
Arevis only applies if everyone is mechuyav b'davar. We're going to get to that in a moment. That's a very important principle. The whole problem starts that there is a shita that women are actually pturos. So if they're pturos from havdalah, so then arevis is not going to apply in this case. That's the whole idea.
I make for my family. I can't go and make for someone else. If a woman's there.
If you make for another man, then the woman can be OC as well. But to make for the woman that would be a big shaila. And the simple answer is no, you can't. We're going to get to that in a moment. One more, Michael.
So according to Rabbi Shmuel, if a woman makes bracha and there's no children around, there's nobody else around, what does she do with
the? She wouldn't drink from the coast.
So is it
she makes the bracha on the coast? No, she makes the bracha on the coast, but she wouldn't be OC this extra halacha of drinking from the coast. So you're saying, but she's making a bar piyah guffin. How could she not drink from the
coast? What can you actually do with wine that had a bracha?
No, so that's the thing. The bar piyah guffin of havdalah and kiddush. The question is it just a brichas hanenin, or is it a bracha that we would recite even if no one is drinking? So we're going to talk about that in mitzvah Hashem as this semester continues. It could be that the bar piyah guffin here is like a brichas hashevach as well. So even if no one is going to drink, you would still make the bracha. So she probably would still make the bracha, but she wouldn't drink from the coast. And she wouldn't drink from the goats because it's a suffix whether she's mechuyev. So she's making the bracha misafik, that's okay.
So, but can you throw out that? I mean,
no, put it back in there. What happens if you make kiddush and you don't want to drink the full cup? So you can pour off a little bit. It would probably be better to drink from the kosher bracha, but if you don't want to contaminate the kosher bracha, so you can pour off from the kosher bracha and pour back the rest. So she could do the same thing here. She could pour back the rest and not drink at all. I think most would assume that she should drink. Okay. The Magen Avraham continues. This is also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah later in Sukkot Lamed Vav. The Magen Avraham continues to say that even though we paskin that Yatsa Motzi, Aval Bishi Yatsa Motzi, based on Arvus, that's what Yisrael was saying. So if I've been Yotze Havdalah, I can still make Havdalah for someone else if he's a Bar Chayuva. But that only applies if someone else is a Bar Chayuva. But if the other person is not a Bar Chayuva, you can't be Motzi the other individual in the bracha. Let's say I want to blow shofar for a woman. So the Ramah says she can volunteer the bracha if she wants to make the bracha. But I can't make the bracha for her. She's petura. from shofar. So if she wants to volunteer the mitzvah, she could do the mitzvah. There's a machlokes mechaber amah, since this mitzvah is zman grama, can she volunteer the bracha as well? But I can't volunteer the bracha for her. I can't say arvus if I've been yotzei previously and recite the bracha for the woman who's ptura. If I'm blowing shofar for a gadol, for another man who's in a nursing home or some other circumstance, and I have to blow for a man, then I can make the bracha for the man. There's a whole shaila whether he should make the bracha, I should make the bracha. Some claim that in such a circumstance, the Baal Tokea is awarded the zchus of making the bracha, because since he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, so therefore we give him the special zchus to make the bracha as well. And others disagree, but that's a matter of debate. But I certainly could make the bracha. Question is, who do we award the zchus of making this brichas ha-mitzvah? But if the other individual is potter from the mitzvah, there's no question I can't make a bracha for that person. So it's the same over here. The Mishnah Berurah points out from the Magen Avraham that since women might be pturas from Abdullah, the Shita of the Yerachasim is that they're pturas from Abdullah. So a man couldn't make Havdalah for a woman if he had already been yotzei. So that's why men have to be very careful. If a man is going to be motzi his wife in Abdullah, he shouldn't be yotzei in shul. Because if he's going to be yotzei in shul, then he's going to have a big problem. He'll have a big problem that he won't be able to make Havdalah for the wife, because if he has already been yotzei, and she might be ptura, so how can he... There's no din of yotzei motzi in that case. There's no din of arva, so he shouldn't be able to be motzi her. So men have kavana. Mishnah Berurah says a man should have kavana. I think this is the popular minhag, that men have kavana, even if Havdalah is recited in shul, they don't have kavana to be yotzei in shul, and then they can come home and they can make Havdalah for their wives. Yes?
Why do we make shul?
Some do and some don't. There are many shuls that don't. We make in shul because we're afraid that someone is not going to hear Havdalah at home. So we make Havdalah for those individuals who are not going to hear. The same reason why Kiddush is recited in shul, for those individuals, the original Takana, like the Gemara Psachim on Daf Kuf Aleph says, was for those people who slept in the shul, who weren't going to be hearing Kiddush in someone's home. It's the same thing. Havdalah, there was an old Takana, an old minig, that they should make Havdalah in shul, to be motzi those individuals who are not going to make Havdalah at home. But for those who make Havdalah at home, we shouldn't.
The one who makes Havdalah in shul.
Could he have in mind not to be yotzei? Could he have in mind just to be motzi others, but he's not going to be yotzei himself? I think so, right? No, it's like a backwards yotzei motzi, meaning he's having in mind to be motzi any men that need to be yotzei, even though he himself is not being yotzei. So if he himself is... I'm sorry?
They should be the ones making the bracha.
Someone's got to do it, right? So if there's no one who doesn't have a wife at home, so whoever does it, if he has in mind to be yotzei, he's going to have this problem. Again, there's an old takana to make havdalah in shul. What you're asking is a basic question, but everyone's going to make it home, so what's the big deal, right? So they should pick someone who's not going to make it home. You should know there are some shuls that they get a bar mitzvah bacha to make havdalah, because he doesn't have a wife at home. So he can make Avdala and be motzi whoever has to be yotzei, and worst comes to worst, if there's no other person, he'll yotzei himself. As opposed to Kiddush that we discussed, that the person who makes Kiddush in shul is not really being yotzei b'chlal, because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda anyway. That's the more basic issue. And how can you give to the ketanim? If the b'nei chinuch are giving to the ketanim, they're not being yotzei Kiddush Makom Suda either. Avdala doesn't have to be b'makom Suda. It's not b'makom Suda. So a person who makes Avdala in shul can be yotzei.
I just don't understand how the guy who's making Havdalah is saying, this isn't Havdalah, but it is Havdalah. Like, it's just...
I'm trying to be motzi someone else. It's not my Havdalah. I'm going to make Havdalah at home. Just like if I've already made Havdalah in shul. Let's say the guy who makes Havdalah in shul has in mind to be yotzei. Can he go to someone else, to another man, and make Havdalah again? How can I make Havdalah again? But you made Havdalah already. What? You know, you weren't yotzei in the previous time? He was yotzei, but now he's being motzi someone else, midin yotzei motzi, arvus. So let's just do a backwards arvus. He'll be motzi someone else now, even though he's not actually being yotzei.
So
strange concept. We don't really find that concept, but maybe that's really the solution to the problem, that he shouldn't be yotzei, but he's trying to be motzi someone else. Yes?
The father was writing Mekhiv Abdallah in shul, so then when he comes
If he was yotzei Abdallah in shul?
Yeah, he was yotzei Abdallah in shul. If he comes home and there's a barakhiv, like his son's there.
Right. The son should make Havdalah for the mother. Yeah, even though generally the Mishnah in Brachas and in other places says that in Sukkah that Tavo Me'era, a curse should come on a woman, you know, that her sons are being motzi her husband is being motzi her in certain in certain things, but we don't say that about Kiddush. So if the husband can be motzi the woman, excuse me, tavel me'era if the woman, tavel me'era if the woman makes Kiddush or Havdol, does a mitzvah for the husband. No, I'm sorry, this is absolutely fine. To have the son make Havdalah for the mother, that's 100% fine. The only me'era is if the woman is being motzi the man. Sorry?
Father was already
yotze, and there's another bar mitzvah bachar in the family. So then that bar mitzvah bacha should make for his mother. Right. To obviate this problem, then maybe the mother is ptura and she shouldn't drink from the wine anyway, so it's best for the son to make havdalah for the mother. Get on. If you have stam kavana, if havdalah is a mitzvah de rabbanan, so we assume that mitzvah saying shuchas kavana by mitzvah de rabbanan, so you're going to be yotzi anyway, so you won't solve any problem. So you probably should have kavana shalol latzeis, and according to many poskim, kavana shalol latzeis is worse. That's a negative kavana. That'll be oker the mitzvah, and then yitaka won't be yotzei. It's probably best, I think. Kavana shalol latzeis just to be motzi others. I think it should work. Yes.
Can we say that maybe one reason why tikkun havdalah in shul, maybe women who aren't going to hear it?
If there are women in shul, you're saying. There could be women who come to shul. There are some shuls that happen. It's not so common. Depends on the community. If it's a young. Sorry.
Is it preferable for a woman to come to shul to hear it and be yotzei, or to stay havdalah herself?
No, it's preferable for her to come to shul. Yeah, if she has the choice of either coming to shul hearing havdalah from a man or saying it herself, she should come to shul and hear from a man. Natan. That sort of leads us into the next point, because there are two takonas, right? Chazal made a takona to make havdalah both b'tfilah and alakos. So you don't need a negative kavana. The fact that you made havdalah b'tfilah doesn't mean that you're not mechuyev alakos. There still is a chiyev to make it alakos. So that chiyev will allow you to be motzi women.
But you could be technically yotzei just with takonas.
Okay, we're gonna get to that now. Okay, let's move on. Okay. So as we mentioned earlier, this man of havdalah. The chiyuv havdalah really is only chal at Seis HaKochavim. Right, at Seis HaKochavim when Shabbos is definitely over. I guess misafik you could say it's chal at Shkia time, but it's really chal only at Seis HaKochavim, bevadai. And we wait on Matzei Shabbos to do malacha. Minig America is to wait for 42 minutes after Shkia. Rav Henkin started that many years ago. So that's the minig, exactly an hour after Lech Benchin. Lich Benchin, the minig is to bench to light the candles 18 minutes before Shkia. So if you wait 42 minutes, it's an hour after Lich Benchin. Okay. So that's the chiyuv, the zman of the chiyuv havdalah. But as was mentioned, the Gemara Brachas on the Avchav Zayinu Beis says that one can make havdalah even mibod yom, even when it's still Shabbos. But does the Rishonim say that's only litzorach mitzvah in certain extenuating circumstances? If for some reason you won't be able to make havdalah later ala kos, then you can make it earlier. It's very rare that happens. There's a whole discussion exactly why it's true that you can make havdalah even on Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos. But the basic time, the basic chiyuv to make havdalah is chal et seisak ochavim. The Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Gimel says that the takana of havdalah took different stages. Initially, Chazal were misakin to make havdalah betfila, atachon antanu, as Natan said. Then kishehashiru, when people got wealthier, they were misakin, they were koveya havdalah lakos. Then when they got poor again, they were koveh once again b'tfilah, and they left it that way. That you should make havdalah both b'tfilah and alakos. But it seems from the Gemara that the ikka takana of havdalah is really b'tfilah, atachon antanu. So what emerges then is that even according to the Rambam, who holds that havdalah is a mitzvah deraisa, the Rambam would say that mistamim in Torah you'll be yotzei b'tfilah. You could be yotzei either if you say baruch amad ben kodesh l'chol, just the statement of baruch amad ben kodesh l'chol, or without the chanatana b'tfila, the mitzvah d'araisa certainly can be fulfilled with that. After all, that's the ikar takana. So havdalah alakos, even according to the Rambam, is only going to be midirabbanan. That's exactly what he says. Perek chavtes halacha vav, the same perek midivrei sofer mekadesh alayayin ulahavdil alayayin. The Rambam says that to be mavdil alayayin, to be mavdil alakos, that's only midivrei sofer. That's midirabbanan. The ikar mitzvah d'araisa of kiddush and havdalah is bidvarim. Kiddush bidvarim. And havdalah bedvarim, so havdalah bedvarim can be fulfilled bitfila. It's interesting. There's a discussion we had in Kiddush. If there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so maybe the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush can't be fulfilled. Maybe you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mitzvah of Kiddush. We don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Shemona Esrei Matzei Shabbos either. So does Havdalah require mentioning a Matzei of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Apparently not. The assumption is not, because even according to those Achronim who are Machra that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, and that's one of the answers that they give as to how a man can be Motzi his wife. His wife is Mechuyav Min HaTorah in Kiddush, and he may have been already Yotze in Tefillah, so we say, no, he really wasn't Yotze, he's Mitzvah Daraisa, because he didn't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Regarding Havdalah, there's no discussion of that. So that's a question, but not for now. Okay, the Rambam clearly says that Min HaTorah, a person can fulfill his Mitzvah of Havdalah b'Tefillah. Midrabbanan, he needs the kos. The Gemara continues further. Now, let's say a person makes a mistake. He forgot to say Atachonatanu in Tefillah. He wasn't Mavdil. He doesn't repeat the Shemona Esra, because since you can make Havdalah ala kos and Biyotze, that's enough. There are two takonas to make Havdalah both b'Tefillah and then ala kos. If you miss the b'Tefillah, it's enough to make it ala kos. You don't have to go back. But since the Iker Takana of Havdalah was B'Tfila, you see from the Gemara that was the original Takana, so it's really appropriate to be Mavdil B'Tfila first. Before you make Havdalah ala Kos, you should be Mavdil B'Tfila. That's enough Gemina Lamaisa, that comes out Lamaisa. Let's say a person is not feeling well, he's not going to go to Shul. He just wants to make Havdalah. Should he daven first? So Lechori really should daven first. He should say Atachon Antanu B'Tfila before he makes Havdalah ala Kos, because the Iker Takana is to make Havdalah B'Tfila. So lechor, it's better for him to make Havdalah b'tfila before he makes it ala kos. Now, if he didn't, let's say he didn't daven first. Let's say he makes Havdalah ala kos first. So then he would say Atachonatanu even b'tfila. The rule that you don't say the Shemona Esrei again, it's if he forgot Atachonatanu the first time, so then he doesn't repeat the Shemona Esrei. But if he made Havdalah ala kos first, then avada he would say Atachonatanu when he would daven later. But lechor lechatchila, you should make Havdalah b'tfila first, since that's the Ikar Takana. You should fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa according to the Rambam with the Havdalah b'tfila before you make Havdalah ala kos. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Tzadi Tes in Sif Aleph points out that there are two Isurim before Havdalah. One is not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah, one is not allowed to do Malacha before Havdalah. Eating and drinking, that's the Gemara Psachim on Daf Kufay. Gemara Psachim says one is not allowed even to be Toim, forget about Achila and Shasiya, even to Ima, even a little bit. He's not allowed to be Toim at all before he makes Havdalah. Again, the Chiyuv Havdalah is Chal Bevadai B'Tzeis HaKochavim, but Misofik it's Chal B'Shkia. It's Chal at sunset. So if the obligation to recite Havdalah takes effect at sunset, a person has to be very careful not to eat after Shkia. This is Nogei Alamais as well. It comes up where? Shalashudis. Shalashudis Lechatchil is supposed to start before Shkia, because if it doesn't start before Shkia, so then the mitzvah of Havdalah has been chal misafek, and then maybe you shouldn't be eating, because there's an Isra Achila before Havdalah. That's why shuls are very careful, or if a person eats shalashudis privately, a person should be very careful to wash and to start eating before Shkia. But if he hasn't washed before Shkia, so people say, oh, you know, it's after Shkia, I can't wash. Mishnah Berurah writes there, in Sivkot Nalef, in Simen Reish Tzadi Tes, he says he thinks with the evidence if a person hasn't washed before Shkia, he has until half an hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. Mishnah Berurah says, b'di'eved, a person has until half an hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. This is an important Mishnah Berurah to keep in mind. Because sometimes it's late. Sometimes, taki, you finish mincha after Shkia. And the question is, can I still wash? The answer is yes, until half an hour before Tzeis HaKochavim. One can still assume it's only like a safek, I guess. It's like a safek, yom, safek, laila. And even though shalashudas is probably only a mitzvah derabbanan, we should say sveka derabbanan lekula, but maybe the whole the Isra Achila Shasiyah before Havdalah is only derabbanan as well, so the Mishnah Berurah feels you put a couple of things together until it's Vadei Laila, maybe we could be Mekel to fulfill the mitzvah of shalashudas. One can be Mekel to still wash. I mean, clearly, if a person just wants to eat, if they were Yotzeh shalashudas previously, let's say it's a long Shabbos afternoon, they were Yotzeh shalashudas, but they want to eat a little bit. They want to have a candy, or they want to have a little mezainis or something. So that, obviously, they shouldn't do after Shkia. If you weren't Yotze the mitzvah of Shalashudis, and it's after Shkia, the Mishnah Berurah says you can still be Yotze Shalashudis, you can still wash, as long as it's more than half an hour before it says Sekochon. What happens if you started the Suda from before Shkia? So then you're allowed to continue. As long as you haven't benched, so the Shulchan Aruch and the Tefalif there says that you're allowed to continue the meal. It's a hemshech, it's one long achila. The Aruch HaShulchan though points out something interesting in Sif Hey. The Aruch HaShulchan says he thinks that if all you ate was a mizonos, let's say sometimes a person davens mincha, he doesn't want to join the rest of the oilim for shalashudas. He ate shalashudas at home. He wants to learn. He brought a sefer. And he wants to suck a candy. He wants to have a candy or he wants to have a little cake or something. You know, they have a little dessert sometimes. Shalashudas, they have, you know, the chali rolls, right? And sometimes they're stale. Sometimes they're not stale, but you know, the chali rolls. And then they have like a little, I don't know, tuna fish and egg salad, whatever. And he's not interested in that. But they have, you know, a nice piece of cake left over from the kiddush, right? So can he just, you know, chop a piece of cake? So if the gabbai allows him to chop the piece of cake, so then if it's before shkia, it might be mutafin. But let's say it's after shkia. So for those individuals who are going to, you know, suffer a little bit and eat the stale challah, so for them it's mutaf to have the cake because they started the meal. The Aruch HaShulchan would say for the individual who's not going to have the meal, he just wants a mizonos, that's not a suda. That's not the suda, and he's already been yotze shalashudas previously. He just wants a snack. If it's after shkia, that probably is going to be awesome, right? So you got to be careful. You got to look at the watch. If it's after shkia, you can't pop a candy. You shouldn't pop a candy to be choshen for the shita. But if you haven't been yotze shalashudas yet, and you want to wash, so then maybe according to the Mishnah Berurah, until half an hour before tzeis hakochavim, it might be mutter to do so. One exception to the rule, yes. What do you mean within a half an hour? Meaning when there's less than half an hour? Someone normally does that because of what? Because he holds it's not shkia yet? He goes with the other shita? I mean, you're saying b'diyeved, should you tell him not to do it? If he started eating already. Well, if he started eating, you're saying he should bench. He should stop eating and he should bench, and that's it. Right, that's a real shayla. Saying it really should be us of him to continue. Hischil be'isser. Hischil be'isser. So do we say that he should just continue? Hischil be'isser. He should eat a kezayis. He probably shouldn't eat more than the kezayis. Right? Should he eat more than the kezayis? Probably not. Should he eat the kezayis that he can bench, and that's it. Then he should bench. Probably that's all he should eat. He really shouldn't eat anymore. Yeah. One exception to the rule is, let's say there's a sheva brachas. Let's say they hold a sheva brachas for shalashudis in shul, or even not in shul. Let's say there's a sheva brachas for shalashudis. What do they do with the kos of sheva brachas? So what's so special about that? They're having shalashudas. What's the difference between this and any other shalashudas? They washed before shkia, so who cares? The answer is the kos of sheva brachas is going to be drunk after benching. So since Birchas HaMazon presumably ends the meal, can you drink the kos of sheva brachas? That's a shaila that the postman talk about. So some taka hold, the brisker Rav, Reb Chaim, the big briskers assume that they shouldn't drink from the kos of sheva brachas. They should make havdola on that kos after davening. Like often happens with the kos of Birchas HaMazon for shalashudas anyway. For those who have shalashudas in shul, many people don't have a kosher bracha at home, but in shul, the minig is that for shalashudas, they have the kosher bracha, but they don't drink from the kosher bracha. They'll often, sometimes they just pour it back in. They don't make a bar priya gofen on the kos even. But they'll just pour it back in, and that's it. So some claim that for the kos of sheva brachas as well, they should not drink, they should make havdol on their kos, but they should not drink from the kos. Many claim that the kos of sheva brachas should be drunk. But since it's a shaila, who should drink it? What should be done? So the person who makes the Birchas HaMazon should not drink from the kos, because for him it's just a kos shel bracha. It's a kos of Birchas HaMazon. And we're not so makbid to have a kos shel bracha for Birchas HaMazon in general. The chassan should drink it, because the chassan certainly is mechuyev in the sheva brachas. So the chassan really is the one who should drink from the kos of sheva brachas. I think that's the popular minhag, that they give the kos of sheva brachas, some give it to the chassan and the kala, and some just give it to the chassan. But the chassan and the kala, one of them should drink from the kos of sheva brachas. They are mechuyev in sheva brachas. So whole shaila, who exactly is mechuyev in the sheva brachas? Is it the sibur that's coming to be mesameach the chassan and kala, or is it the chassan and kala? But the chassan and kala, the chora, are definitely mechuyev in the sheva brachas. Less mandapolik that they have this chiyuv, so therefore they should be the ones to drink from this kol shel bracha. because it's a kos of sheva brachas. Aside from being a kos of brachas amazon, it's a kos of sheva brachas. For the mevarech, if he's not the chosin, maybe the best thing to do is tell the chosin to bench. If the chosin benches, so then he's the mevarech and he's the chosin, so then he'll drink from the kos. So for him, there certainly would be no problem to drink from the kos, because it's the kos of sheva brachas is always viewed as part of the meal. It's not like a kos of brachas amazon. Kos of brachas amazon is a special kos of bracha. We don't have a minute to drink from the kos of brachas amazon. So therefore, for us, the kos of brachas amazon would be viewed like drinking after the meal. But since the kos of sheva brachas, we do have a minute to drink from that kos, so that kos is viewed as part of the meal. So if the chasen is the one who benches, that's certainly okay. Chasen is the one who benches, and he drinks from the kos, so he gets everything. Hamavarech tzarech shegita from the kos of brachas amazon, he gets. He's also mechuyev in the sheva brachas, so he's drinking from the kos of sheva brachas. So lechora, that's certainly the best thing to do. Yes.
He just has
the chasen
to do Havdalah.
To do what? To do Havdalah in Shul, you're saying?
Yeah, he's missing the
kos. Right. If you're going to do Havdalah in Shul, so then he can do that. If he's not going to do Havdalah, there are some who claim that maybe you shouldn't wait. Maybe you should drink from the kos right now. Right? Maybe you should drink from the kos right now. It's going to be a big hefsek. Why shouldn't he drink right now? I think the minig is that the chassan actually drinks from the kos. I think perhaps maybe the reason why that minig started is because many shuls don't make havdalah. So what, you're going to make havdalah in shul with the kos? It's too complicated. I think the minig is that the chassan drinks from the kos. Okay. The other isser, aside from the isser achila and shesia before havdalah, is the isser malachim. This is a gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun. Before a person makes Havdalah, he's not supposed to do Malacha. Now, we pask that you don't have to make Havdalah ala kos in order to be Mata Malacha, even if you Mavda b'tfila, even if you just say Atachon Atonim b'tfila, or you just say Baruch HaMavda ben Kadosh L'chol, that's enough to be Mata Malacha. That's why the Ramah there in Simen Reish Sadi Tesif Yud quotes from the Kolbo that those women who don't make Havdalah b'tfila, there are women who don't daven Matzei Shabbos. Some women who even don't daven Ma'ariv generally Matzei Shabbos, they will daven Ma'ariv because they want to be Mavda b'tfila. But there is a minig that there are many women who don't daven Ma'ariv even Matzei Shabbos. So the Kolbo says that women who don't daven Ma'ariv Matzei Shabbos, you got to be careful. They shouldn't do Malacha before they say Baruch HaMavdil ben Kadosh L'chol. They should say Baruch HaMavdil in order to be Yotzei Havdalah first, in order to have this Havdalah before they do Malacha. Even though our minig is that Baruch HaMavdil ben Kadosh L'chol, Atachon Antonu, a simple Havdalah is enough to be Mata Malacha, not all Rishonim agree. This happens to be the position of Rashi and Shabbos there on Daf Kuf Nun. Rashi says, even Havdalah without Shem U'Malchus, a regular Baruch HaMavdil ben Kadosh L'chol without Shem U'Malchus, that's enough to be Mata Malacha. Havdalah b'tfilah as well would be Mata Malacha. But the Rifim Sachim disagrees. The Rifim Sachim claims that to be Mata Malacha, you have to say Baruch HaMavdil B'Shem U'Malchus ala kos. You have to have a full Havdalah ala kos in order to be Mata Malacha. Where does Rif come from? Why the Rif assume that you need a full Havdalah ala kos in order to be Mata Malacha? This is a famous comment that the Briskei Rav has in his Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos. The Briskei Rav suggests that maybe the Machlokes Rashi and the Rif relates to the nature of this Issa Malacha before Havdalah. Why is it also to do Malacha before Havdalah? Is it like the regular issa that we find in other areas that one is not allowed to tend to his personal needs before he does a mitzvah? There's an issa of what we call asiyas tzirachov, doing a person's personal needs before a mitzvah. It's the same halacha over here. You can't do malacha before Havdalah because you're attending to your personal needs before the mitzvah. Or should we say, no, this halacha is a special din. The reason why before Havdalah you can't do malacha, that's a special halacha of Kavod Shabbos, a special din of Kavod Shabbos. That even though immediately at Tzeisah Kochavim, Kedushas Hayom has ended, the Kedush of Shabbos really is over. Once a person has been Gomer B'daita, once he's concluded in his mind that he no longer wants to fulfill the concept of Tosefa Shabbos, we know we assume, most Rishonim assume that there's a mitzvah deraisa, perhaps at least a mitzvah derabanan of Tosefa Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos both in the beginning of Shabbos and the end. But once a person decides that his Tosefis is over, then it's over. Once he's gone B'daita that his Tosefis is over, so then it's not Shabbos. The Kedushas Hayom is over, and it should be mudah to do Malacha. But maybe Chazal made this takana that you should say Havdalah before you do Malacha as an extra covet of Shabbos, to express that now it's not Shabbos. Not just that you're gomer b'daito, that you've concluded in your mind that it's no longer Shabbos and the Kedushas Hayom should be over, but you should say Havdalah as well. That's part of Kavod Shabbos. Maybe that's the Kavod Shabbos, that you're not going to do Malach until you've expressed that it's no longer Shabbos. It's like a matir almost, right? Havdalah is a matir for the Malacha. It's like an expression that it's no longer Shabbos. So maybe it's not that Havdalah, the reason why you can't do Malacha before Havdalah is the old Halacha, that you can't do any of your personal needs, Asiyas Tzerocha V'Zasu before Mitzvah. Maybe it's a special Halacha that relates to Kavod Shabbos, that instead of simply ending the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos through a Gemiras Das Belev, that you're thinking in your heart that Tosefes Shabbos is finished, maybe it's necessary to have an actual Matir, to be Matir Befeh, to make Havdalah Befeh. The Brisker Rav suggested that from the Rambam you get the impression that the Issa Malacha is like the first Sad, that it's because of Asiyas Tzerochav. Why? Because the Rambam, there in Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Hey, links the Issa to do Malacha before Havdalah with the Issa Achila. So if you assume that the Issa Malacha before Havdalah is the second Halacha, the special din of Kvod Shabbos, that even though Malacha really should be Mutter, because I was Gomer Daito, that the Tosefes Shabbos is over, so if there's no more Kedusha Sayom, it's like a Zman Chol, it should be Mutter to do Malacha. No, I need a special Matir. That's a Malacha Dika concept. I can't do Malacha before it's Ois Shabbos, before it's no longer Shabbos. But I can't eat. What does my eating have to do with it not being Shabbos anymore? So the fact that the Rambam in Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes, "V'chem yishayatz hayom osil olahascha lechol v'lishtos v'lasos melacha olitam klum ad sheyavdil." The Rambam puts both of them together. He puts the Issa Melacha together with the Issa Achila, which would seem to imply that the Rambam holds that it's the same Halacha. So it's got to be the first side. It's got to be that the Issa Melacha Mistama is the same as an Issa Achila Shasiyah, which is an Issa to engage in your personal activities before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Says the Brisker Rav, he thinks that that's the Machlokas, the Riff and Rashi. The Riff assumes that until you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah Kedasu Kedin in the appropriate way, the way that the Chachamim were Mesakein, the complete way, the mitzvah of Shleimuso, you still have a mitzvah on you. So even if you've said Baruch Hamad B'Kadosh L'Chol, even if you've said Havdalah B'Tfilah, you still have a mitzvah to make Havdalah Alakos. So what allows you to do Malacha? You still have a mitzvah on you. You haven't accomplished anything. Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol is a statement, but you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah of Havdalah completely, so what allows you to do Malacha? That's why the Riv says that Baruch Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol has to be recited B'Shem Malchus, Alakos, Kedasu Kedin, you have to do the full mitzvah of Havdalah, because before that, you would not be able to do Malacha, because you still are engaging in your private activity before Havdalah is being recited. But Rashi assumes like the second approach, that the Issa Malacha is a special Halacha that relates to Shabbos, midin kvod Shabbos, one has to express that it's no longer Shabbos before you do Malacha. So as long as you have a heker b'yam, you have a little bit of a heker, Baruch Hamadu Mekodesh L'chol is enough of a heker, Adachon Atanu and Tefillah is enough of a heker, it's enough of a recognizable expression, statement to say that it's no longer Shabbos, and then midin kvod Shabbos it should be mutter to do Malacha. He says further that maybe we can be told another Machlokas Rishonim on this Shaila as well. With this we'll close. The Ramah, at the end of Simin Reish Sadi Tes, Sif Yud, quotes an interesting sheet. He quotes from a Yesh Omrim that before Havdalah, only Malacha Gemura is also to do. He says like Chosev, Oreg, those are the examples he gives, writing, weaving, doing some involved Malacha, Malacha Sheyesh Botorach. But a Malacha Sheyesh Botorach, a very simple Malacha, what's the example of a simple Malacha according to the Ramah? Hadlokah Saner. Lighting a candle, what's the big deal? Flipping a switch, as we would say, turning on a light. Turning on a light, the Rama would say, according to this Yesh Omrim, that's mutter. Before Havdalah, one is allowed to do Malach Hashem Batorach, Malach Hashem Batorach is us. So what's the chilim between Malach Hashem Batorach, Malach Hashem Batorach? What should be the difference? If it's Malach, it's Malach. Why should it matter whether there's Tircha involved, whether there's effort involved, or there's no effort involved? The Mishnah Berurah in Shikot Lamechez explains that since the mitzvah d'araisa, that since min haTorah, excuse me, one is allowed to engage in Malacha before Havdalah, it's only a Takana d'Rabbanan anyway. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan not to do Malacha before Havdalah. So Himamu v'Himamu, Chazal limited it to Malacha Sheyesh b'Torah. Chazal made this special Takana that you can't do Malacha before Havdalah, so Chazal said that this Issa should only apply to Malacha that's strenuous, that involves effort. They limited it. They said, look, you know, we don't want you to get involved in these activities significant malacha, so that they limited it to that kind of malacha. That's one option. That if the Isser is only midrabbana to begin with, chazak and limit. The Brisker Rav suggested that maybe we can explain differently. Maybe this shaila is related to the same question that we raised before. If you assume, like the second sad, that the Isser malacha before Havdalah is a din in kvod Shabbos, that instead of doing malacha immediately after Shabbos is over, once Tosefa Shabbos is finished, we require an expression that Shabbos is over, midin kvod Shabbos, so then there really is no room to distinguish between different types of malacha. Malacha is malacha. If the point is you're not allowed to do malacha when it's still Shabbos, so you can't do any malacha even if there's no Torah involved. There shouldn't be any distinction to be drawn. The rule is you can't do malacha as long as it's Shabbos, and this extra takana is that we should treat it as though it's still Shabbos, even though you will go mevidaita that it's no longer Shabbos. We should treat it as though it's still Shabbos until you express that it's no longer Shabbos. So there should be no distinction between malacha sheish b'torach, malacha sheim b'torach. But if you assume that the idea is that it's similar to the Yisrachila before Havdalah, that one is not supposed to engage in his private activities before a mitzvah, so then we can start to distinguish that if it's malacha sheish b'torach, it's an involved kind of activity. So that you shouldn't do, that's a bizayon. It's a bizayon to be involved in such such a strenuous activity, malacha sheyesh b'torah, before the mitzvah is fulfilled. But if it's just flipping on a switch, what's the big deal? That's not engaging in a impersonal private affairs before a mitzvah. Maybe that's not so chomer. So if the issue, the reason why you have to make havdalah before malacha is a din kvod Shabbos, then we really have no reason to distinguish between types of malacha. But if you assume that it's based on the old rule, so here, a kula could come out. The first nafkamina came out of Chumrah. The Rif was assuming that the reason why you can't do malacha before Havdalah is because you're not allowed to do any of your private affairs before Havdalah. That came out of Chumrah because he said you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah Kedasu Kedin Bishleim Musa in order to be Matin. That was a Chumrah. Here it could come out to be a kula, according to this Yeshomrim, come out to be a kula, then maybe malacha she'en batarach might be mutter, because it's not so chomer, so we don't really consider that asiyah srach, but you're engaging in some significant private activity before the mitzvah, it's not such a significant private activity. We're talking machmer for both. We assume, we take which approach? We assume like the second approach. We assume that havdol is midin kvod Shabbos, and that's why the postman is a shulchan aruch qualis, we assume that the statement baruch hamad b'mikdash l'chol is enough to be matam malacha, A. And secondly, we assume that you really shouldn't engage in any malacha before Baruch HaMavdil. Stay Baruch HaMavdil Mekadosh L'chol, and then you can engage in any malacha. We don't really distinguish between malacha Sheyesh B'Torah and malacha Sheyesh B'Torah. You shouldn't do any malacha before Havdalah, but Baruch HaMavdil Mekadosh L'chol should be enough to be matter any kind of malacha.
How is that kula and kula? Is it through and through like Rashi?
No, because...